My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, damn Skippy, we start right now. We start by talking about the fact that we raise money for the babies. You don't love the babies? If you don't love the babies, just let me know right now and I'll understand. But if you love the babies, particularly the ones that reside in the greater Houston area, then you want to rock with what we rock with here at Sports Radio 610, which is the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation and the fundraiser that they're doing for their My Home Library program. We here at Sports Radio 610 and Odyssey Houston as a full cluster, we get behind this at least, you know, once a year, every year, to make sure that we're helping advance the literacy of underprivileged kids in the Houston area. In the same way that we talked to Jalen Petrie last week, mm-hmm. and the ways in which he's helping with an initiative to help feed the kids, right? Once they're fed, they've got to be able to take that brain power and turn it into something good, and making sure that they have books in the home that they can get to and read.
Yeah.
It's huge. And when it comes to development, I know Sean has been talking about it all morning, the idea of the societal impacts that it has. It's next to none. And so obviously those of us that have the level of ability to help, we got to. And so a day like this, something as simple as a text message, something as little as $30 can set up a home library for a kid and help set them up for success in their lives.
Yeah. And look, we all, a lot of times when we see these things, we're like, well, this is very close to me. This is very close to everyone.
Yeah.
Like the Barbara Bush.
Again, you don't love the babies?
Yes, exactly. The Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. Anyone who can hear us, you can spare $30 to donate that. And of course, a lot of us have up close and personal experiences with this. My wife has been a school director for over 25 years. Figgy's wife is a teacher.
Yep.
We see
my mom, longtime teacher as well.
There we go.
Yeah. So education all over.
We see these things regularly, so we can speak to it, of course. And let's get in on that for sure. And new books is the word. New books.
Brand new.
One word, 41444 to make a donation. Text new books to 41444 and you can say, suck it, Eric.
Yeah, please do, in fact, right? If you don't love the babies, which again, I'm looking at you sideways, at least you love the Texans, right? And you want to show that love for your love of the Texans.
Yeah.
We have, I guess, I felt weird. I was about to say our friend Eric. But at the Bull, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know how much I want to call him our friend right now. Cowboys
fan. With a K.
Yeah, with a K. That's right. He don't even spell his name right. That's crazy. But yes, he has issued a challenge to the Cowboys fan listeners of the cluster that they should donate and then put some level of well wishes to the Cowboys or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, why would you do that when you could put go Texans and go so far as in that same place where you can write in a note,
mm-hmm.
Suck an egg, Eric. And mind you, remember, he spells it with a K, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Go ahead and do that, right? And again, donating $30, sets up a child with a the full library, right? Like $30 seems like it, as a grown man in America right now, $30 is like one meal if you go out to eat or whatever.
Hell, I mean, not even at a good, I shouldn't say at a good, an expensive restaurant.
Some of those expensive restaurants aren't good.
Exactly. It works both ways.
For a date, that's Chipotle right there.
Exactly.
Nowadays, man.
Exactly.
Chipotle date. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not even getting extra on none of those. You're not doubling up on chicken or nothing, right? Like, that is a straight bowl.
Hey, that stuff come up with about $30, man.
Yeah, and you know what? The best part about it is you give $30, you actually kind of gave $60 because Reliant, the next 2 hours on our program, Reliant is matching every donation when it comes to this. So you donate $30, that becomes $60, and that buys a new home library for one Houston kid. Remember, 41444, I'm going to say it again for you. 41444, text new books, NEWBOOKS, no space, to 41444. Let's get this thing popping. There's also other ways to donate. If you're like a fan of the University of Houston and you want to support them, there's a way that you can be a little selfish with it, right? Get yourself tickets to the game against Iowa State on the 28th here in a few weeks. And you can go to the website, which is uhcougars.com/Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and just have a portion of that donated to this fund and go see the Cougars play against Iowa State, right? So there's all sorts of ways to support the babies, and you know we'll do that here in the Loop. We'll talk to you about that all day long as it's a part of our, you know, reading radiothon here. And at Odyssey Houston, and particularly here at Sports Radio 610. But with that being said, let's do that radio when it comes to sports, as you know we do here in the Loop. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atatula, always hanging out with us. Appreciate you on the Twitch. I don't even know if I should say that name. They said suck it, Eric, and you spell it with the C. He spells it with the K. And I'd much rather than you put it on Twitch. Go ahead. And, you know, text in 4144, or sorry, new books to 41444 and donate $30 and then put it there, right? Like, let him know there, because he actually doesn't see our text line, but what he does see is those donations.
He does see that.
And so we want to make sure that he sees that. But yeah, what I saw last night, no thanks to Disney and DirecTV, was Monday Night Football.
Mm.
Between the Niners and the Jets, your Week 9 opponent. New York Jets, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, buddy, that was not a level playing field, was it?
No, that wasn't even close to a level playing field. And no Christian McCaffrey. By the way, fantasy football owners have to be livid.
You said fantasy football owners. That's one thing. Yeah. I appreciate that you went there.
Yeah.
My brain immediately went to, bettors got to be livid. And that's where this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
What is going to be an issue, mind you, what you're talking about when you mentioned Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey didn't play in this game, and we didn't find out to what?
90 minutes before.
Right. Before the game.
Yeah.
Now, you're like, okay, that happens all the time. There are game time decisions all of the time. Well, before, you know, it seems like the timeline of that might be a little, I don't know if shady is the right word, but there's a little dubious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, Niners get a big win, 32-19, and it wasn't even that close because there was kind of a garbage time touchdown to Rod Taylor to Alan Lazard that expanded this further. Like, yeah, man, the Niners had this game on lock, and in large part, not to Deebo Samuel. I mean, He was fine. Not to Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
Okay. Brock Purdy, I guess you could say that, you know, as the quarterback, he did some things, right? Are you familiar with Jordan Mason?
I am now.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like, if you said yes, you're probably a liar, or you're watching the game last night. Yeah. Jordan Mason, undrafted free agent that's playing with these San Francisco 49ers. 28 carries. He's trying to be Joe Mixon. 147 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just a fantastic showing, kind of a Cinderella story of sorts. Just one of those things that you love seeing in sports, the stories that get you going. But he actually, in talking about this, like, they asked him when he knew that he was going to start ahead of Christian McCaffrey. He said Friday.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said Friday. And then Kyle Shanahan, and what I have to imagine was CYA, cover your hind parts.
Chaos right. Management.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I didn't say that. We didn't know until today. And the reason why you say that fantasy football owners got to be mad, and the reason why I point to bettors, is the NFL has this you know stipulation that when it comes to injury designations and information, you have to be on the up and up, right? Mm-hmm. And I imagine a lot of that is because of the betting money that comes in, and you want that information to be accurate, and you want it to come in the right time.
Yeah.
Sounds like this is pointed to the idea that the Niners might have.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Been fudging it a little.
Well, they were, I think, in my opinion, but
allegedly,
because McCaffrey
sprinkling allegedly on there.
Allegedly, my opinion, whatever you want to say. the Niners apparently said that McCaffrey strained his or aggravated his calf on Friday, which makes sense that Mason would find out on Friday. Hey, McCaffrey can't go. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the betting thing, that is absolutely 100% right. But it worked out for anyone who bet on the Niners, because they blew them off the field.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So
fair,
like,
enough.
Like, you might have been upset in the moment, you know, but you, then the line probably went down.
Right.
And so anybody who bet on the Niners after the fact, it still worked out for them.
Okay.
The fantasy football owners?
Yeah, the dude that was playing Christian McCaffrey.
That had two backups on the bench that he could have played.
Yeah.
But couldn't now, because it was a Monday night game, and his roster was already, you know, the games were already played. Fantasy football, look, I'm not saying we talk fantasy football a lot,
because nobody cares about your team.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's millions of people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so all those things worked out. Now, as far as the game itself, I was really more plugged in terms of from a Jets perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. Week 9 opponent for your Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. And I walked away from this game, and it was kind of weird, because it all comes down to Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers looked okay. You know, he had his moments for sure, but the way he moved around was not, even for Aaron Rodgers standards, quite what you want to see from a quarterback. He looked to me, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but he looked to me like a step slow. And that was week one, buddy.
You're telling me a 40-year-old quarterback coming off of a Achilles injury looked a step slow?
That was week one.
You notice we don't do that with quarterbacks, right? Like, as much as coming off of injuries, and I think it's always funny how, as sports fans, once you're back on the playing surface, we forget all the things that brought you back here, and it's just like, you need to deliver, right? Nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody, but it didn't feel like very many people put that in the context of Kirk Cousins stinking it up in some ways this weekend, how he's coming off of season-ending Achilles injury, right? And then you also go with, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, his season was capped because of that, and he is 40 years old. Yeah, I feel like we probably, in some ways, should have seen that. But I think all of the hype that the Jets had, especially you take that all the way back to last year, that hype was there.
Yeah.
And we still had that fascination of what does it look like if he is playing, right, with this team, mm-hmm. because this was a team that for a long time was looked at as, oh, they're a quarterback away.
They're Aaron Rodgers away.
You slide that quarterback in there, and it's fine, right? But I think, as you mentioned, the big takeaway, I don't think that is a team that you should be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, some of this I do wonder, like, offensive coordinator-wise or, like, offense-wise. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the offensive coordinator. That was made abundantly clear as he kind of was looking
he
off.
He was ignoring Nathaniel Hackett,
his hand-picked coordinator, which I imagine he was hand-picked in order to be able to be easily manipulated or what have you.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, does this offense progress, or is this largely what you see from the Jets' offense? And if that's the case, understanding they were playing against a Niners defense that is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, 12 points with Aaron Rodgers on the field, and if you want to go the full 19 points that they ultimately got to, that didn't scare me when it comes to these
things. No, and to add to that, Aaron Rodgers is going to make some spectacular plays just because of his arm and his ability and his knowledge, but away from Aaron Rodgers and how he moved, and I think it's going to get worse over the course of the season because obviously, you know, bumps and bruises and all that stuff, the Jets' defense, like, what happened there? I know you're playing the Niners, but against a high-quality opponent, the Niners scored on 8 straight possessions, man.
Is that good?
That's pretty good for them.
Right.
It ain't great for the Jets' defense. And they had, it was very Texans-like in terms of time of possession, too. So I'm with you. Like from the Texans' goggles, from the Jets' perspective, that did not look like a team, albeit week one, that did not look like a team that would put any fear in you.
No. And so, yeah, I'm excited for when that comes around, another opportunity. Now, what did look a little interesting, that Garrett Wilson thing is real, man.
Yeah.
That dude can ball in a real way. So I'm interested in seeing what that ultimately looks like. Some other things that came out of this, I mentioned Jordan Mason, 28 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown. He seemed to surprise himself with that, which was fun. But also, I don't know, are you familiar with the scoregami, the concept of a scoregami?
Yes, yes.
32-19 is indeed a scoregami. If you're not familiar with the concept, I believe it was John Boyce came up with it. It's unique score lines that have never happened before in the NFL, considered a scoregami. This was the 1,085th unique final score that's ever happened in NFL history, 32-19. So it was a scoregami.
Those things are fascinating because it's like, Why are we caring about this?
Because
I get it,
little details like that make life fun, I imagine. I imagine that that's why. So shout out to the Niners looking like, again, the cream of the crop in the NFC.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that as we go along. And shout out to the 346 on the text line saying that Hassan Reddick, looking at yesterday's game, saying my price is going up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that aspect too.
He also, I mean, he the price better go up because he's putting real money on the table, my missing game checks out there. And so, yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to follow there as well when it comes to the Jets. Appreciate you guys already getting involved. We got someone on the text line who said that they just donated. 281, appreciate you doing that. And if you did donate, man, go ahead and let us know. We want to shout you out.
And don't forget, new books is one word.
Yes.
One word.
Well, I mean, technically, new books is two words in the English language.
This case, yeah.
But when you text to 4144, one word all the way together, new books all together.
No spaces.
No spaces. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you, Fig, keeping us honest there. So, yeah, make sure you do that as we are trying to raise $100,000 for the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy fundraiser, My Home Literacy. We're trying to help the babies get literate at a young age and have books in the home to help accomplish that. We'll be talking about that all day long. $30 gets it done for every individual kid, and Reliant Energy, thanks to them for matching every donation. So let's run it up. And then remember, if you get on that website, you have an opportunity to type something in there.
Yeah.
Go Texans, suck it, Eric.
Yeah.
Well,
Suck an egg, Eric,
is what we're going
with. Well, you can go with suck it, Eric, too. Doesn't matter. But
I mean, I'm not your daddy.
He'll get what you want in there. He'll get it.
But remember, it's for charity, guys. Let's not forget that. All right, man, it's In the Loop. Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday here in H-Town. Coming up next, after week one, right, we're 2 days out, right? Like, we have another day of removal, I guess, for lack of a better word.
We've had a day of processing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like the way you set that up from the game. What do you feel best about now? And could it possibly be this thing that Lopez feels great about? We'll talk about that next.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Adetula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig, who's dropping a fantastic Bun B quote off air every time. And myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you as we are we're hanging out doing a little bit of a radiothon. Okay, I didn't realize we was gonna play it today, but that made me happy. The only thing that makes that a little uncomfortable for me is like, who are we then calling? Who are we pointing that towards?
I don't think it's not
toward
the
babies. He's not talking about the babies. But we want to make sure the babies are indeed literate.
Now, is that a shot at babies?
I don't think so. That's what I was saying. I don't think we want to call that.
Are we ripping kids right now?
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that. The Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon happening today as we're trying to raise $100,000. Who?
Our listeners.
Oh, yes. I thought you meant like people were coming into the studio.
No.
Like, is Bun B going to call them?
Well, yeah, Bun B's always welcome.
That's true.
Go Texans from Brian in Timber Grove.
That's right.
With a $1.20. Good for you, Brian.
Not $1.20.
No.
$120. Four babies going to read good because of you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Go Texans. Suck it, Eric.
That's right.
From Jimmy Ray.
about that. Suck it, Eric, from Sarah. That's right.
They're coming in. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
To text new books, one word, to 41444.
That's right. And we will shout you out on the broadcast because we love taking care of the babies, making sure that they are literate. It really is a big thing that matters. 74% of Houston school children are considered economically disadvantaged, and 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at all in the home. So that's what we're trying to help get straight, get right here in the loop and all around Odyssey Houston today. And all of your donations doubled up thanks to Reliant. So appreciate them for doing that. But right now, what do you feel best about a day later after the Texans got a 29-27 victory in Indy versus the Colts? 713-572-4610. Because Lopez, you feel very strongly that there is one correct answer about this.
Yeah, there is a question. The way I put it on the doc with you guys this morning is, what do you feel best about a day later, and why is it the interior offensive line?
Yeah.
It is. I didn't go full Reggie, full Seth Payne, and you know, scour the all 22. But I did rewatch the game yesterday.
Okay.
And I was old school guy that texts in occasionally, figure that says, oh, it's all about the line. You got to watch the line.
It starts in the trenches.
It starts in the trenches.
It starts up front.
Hand in the dirt. The game in its essence is about blocking and tackling, baby.
I was that guy. I rewatched, and I was going through it pretty quickly, just play by play. Watch the offensive line, because we all know what Joe Mixon did. We all know how good Joe Mixon looked. Man, they did a good job.
So well.
Man, they did a good job.
It's about the offensive line.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was that guy, and I'm proud to say it, because I think it did a few things for me. Juice Scruggs, who I've been kind of high on since training camp, looked outstanding. I mentioned Kenyon Green yesterday. D'Amico Ryans was over the top with Kenyon Green. So I was kind of watching it. These guys were mauling. Like, they were flat mauling. And it just got me thinking, like, you don't have to have a running back go for, what did it go, 159?
Something that is correct. Like, that number is going to be etched in my brain.
Yeah, you don't have to have a guy
on 30 carries, correct.
Go for 159 all the time. But as I mentioned yesterday, if you have an offensive line that, let's say, he's run for 78 yards on 16 carries, and you go into the fourth quarter, and he can run for 30 and move the chains, or 40 and move the chains in the fourth quarter, if you have a line that can, you know, sort of instill their will, you know, like I said yesterday.
Just imposing.
Yes, grown-ass man football. Then that's something that can carry this team to places that it's frankly never been before.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I'm 100% there, and it really is for the reasons that you've laid out and that we've talked about all up and down here on 610, is the idea of, hey, man, when they know what you have to do and you know what you have to do and you were able to go and just beat them, right? Like, that's competition, man. That's the essence of competition, and that's where you prove that you are the best, right? There's ways in which you can deceive and scheme, and in some ways, like, you want to do that as much as possible to give yourself the best chance, but the real instances where in any sport where we're like, oh, this dude is like tough, this dude is a dog, as Laramie Tunsil and others would like to mention, right? Basketball, 1v1, right? Football, let's go on one-on-ones, wide receiver, cornerback, who got it, right? Penalty kicks in some ways, although that's kind of, but you end up in one-on-ones, right? Like in live playing soccer, like, there's all of these instances where it's like, you have one goal that you're trying to achieve. I know exactly what you're trying to achieve, and I'm trying to stop you. Those are the real essence of a competition, and running the football in some of those moments where you're trying to close out the game are those. And in test number one, the Texans proved not just to pass, but also be incredibly capable of doing it. And in large part, that was because Juice Scruggs, Shaq Mason, and maybe most importantly, Kenyon Green were on their grind.
And it also shows you, what's that term you use occasionally? Truth of cause, or what is it?
A proof of concept.
To me, I might steal that occasionally. Because
Please do. It's one of my favorites.
I like that because
Pick six.
Because the proof of concept here is, like, let's say if the Colts, when the Colts are really good and can beat you, it's going to be almost not one off, but kind of like one off plays. Like Anthony Richardson goes nuts. Anthony Richardson throws the ball deep four times and completes three of them for touchdown. The concept here is, how do you know the Texans can be great? Because that's not a one-off when you're just boom, 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 boom. That's not a freak occurrence that you're proving you're better. It's not
over
a one
and
play.
Over and over
yes,
again.
It's not a one play thing.
Yeah.
And D'Amico Ryans, he was talking about this actually on the coach's show last night.
Got to listen to all the Texans radio podcasts.
Well, and shout out to our guys that put it out there. That's how I listened to it and cut it up. But listen to him just frankly giddy about it.
Yeah, the key, I think, it starts, like you said, with the interior guys. Start with Juice, right? And Juice, and he had a big matchup going against Grover at that two-high position. Mm-hmm. He did a great job of flattening him. So once Joe was getting the ball, we had such great lateral movement that there were these creases on the backside that we were able to hit. And that starts with, you know, the guards and the center being able to move, and they did a really good job. And when you run outside zone, it goes back to the backside blocks. And we had one, it was very teach tape worthy block of LT and KG. They were able to get a backside block on Buckner. Joe cuts back in his huge lane. And it was, and like you talked about, I said O line, but I got to give credit to everyone. When you run the ball that well, our tight ends, the way they stepped up and blocked on the edge. I mean, Cade, Brevin, and Dalton did a really nice job getting a hat on a hat in the run game. And also our receivers. We talk about Nico and the big plays that he made down the field, the 3rd and 11. But in the run game, Nico is blocking, right? Robert Woods steps in. He probably had about 12 snaps in the game. Clinic, teach tape, wide receiver blocking with physicality. Mm. Like, man, it's outstanding by all of our guys on the perimeter as well as our offensive line.
I do love, like, you can tell when a coach is giddy when they're like, I would put this on film and show it to other people to teach them.
Teach tape.
Especially when you talk about D'Amico. D'Amico was a teacher. It's
a
one
clinic.
Of the things that
he
makes
used
him
the
great.
Word, a clinic.
Right. He's like, this is how you do it. This is what I was hoping for. This is what I envisioned when I told y'all.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted. And absolutely those guys on the perimeter deserve credit because that's some of the things we were talking about when we were like scheming up runs, making sure that you have hats on hats. And you definitely saw that. I just love some of the language that we use with the offensive line when you went just
hat on hat.
Flattened them. He flattened them, right? Yeah. Like I imagine cartoon steamrollers just like mowing folks down. And that's kind of what it looked like. The stats look cartoonish, right? I was showing you the breakdown of like where Joe Mixon picked up a lot of his yards and the touchdown.
Yeah.
Wide left, right? Like behind the likes of Laremy Tunsil and Kenyon Green. And they did a fantastic job. Absolutely, this is something that I am super excited about, if no other reason than obviously they were really good, but also like the delta from where the expectation was and where they performed last season to this week one performance. Not saying that this is the end all be all, but that change in, you know, start to finish is so great that it deserves the plaudits, and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
And that's why, you know, one day later, what I feel best about is the line, but specifically the interior line, because that's where the biggest questions were. And it's not, like I said, it's not a one-off. It's not they hit a big play. No, it's they crammed it down our throat in the fourth quarter. That's a big difference between a team that can be great and a great team. And I think there's a big difference there.
Shout out to Jeff on the YouTube that said, you know, it's coming. Look at what happened last night with the Niners in their running game,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's definitely something that was picked up. And honestly, like, those offenses are similar, right? That's the Bobby Slowick inspiration in some ways. And so, yeah, you can see, I think that's also another thing that's fun is, like, you see the ways in which the legacy of running backs as the Niners seem to be carrying that on, right? Where you can look at the likes of Mostert and you look at McCaffrey, and now even you see, I mean, even Debo, you can put in there, and then you also put in Jordan Mason. Like, running the football is paramount to what they do in addition to being able to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And in that Shanahan type system, the Texans are doing that this year. So that's really fun.
And anything that you think is going to be like, you feel best about a day later. To me, I think it's the interior line, because we know what we're getting in C.J. Stroud, and we'll talk about that later. We know what we're getting in Joe Mixon now. You know, he's proving himself there. But to be able to say those guys in the middle against a really good defensive line, and especially a really good interior defensive line by the Colts, I could not feel better about anything other than that.
That's right. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, as we're participating in the Odyssey Houston reading Radiothon. I was like, there's a lot of R's in there. I need to make sure to keep straight. Shout out to the 281 who said it's a great fundraiser. They grew up with not a lot of money, but was encouraged to read, and it showed what could be. And while they said they're not the richest, they like to think they're doing good because knowledge is power. Absolutely. So let's make sure to help the babies texting new books.
Jason
no spaces.
Grisafi
from Grisafi Properties. Suck it, Eric, $187.
Ah, you love to see it. You love to see it. That's like $360 thanks to Reliant Dublin. Yeah. But yes, new books, NEWBOOKS to 41444 is the number, or that's the message and the number to text to make sure that we donate support literacy in Houston for the babies. Because you know you love the babies. Coming up next here in the loop, time for our question of the day. And unfortunately, a legend in the acting game passed, James Earl Jones. He had some sports movies in his time. So that got me thinking. In honor of James Earl Jones, what is your favorite performance in a sports movie? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well, that was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. Hold on. Here. I'll trade you.
That's really nice of you, but that ball really is signed by Babe Ruth.
So is this one. With the rest of the 1927 Yankees.
Oh, wow.
Reverse row. Lou Gehrig.
Babe Ruth. You knew Babe Ruth?
George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. And I would have broken his record, too, but...
You went blonde.
Yep.
Man,
the voice of the incomparable, mm-hmm. James Earl Jones.
The greatest voice in the world, man.
Look, it's hard to debate that, right? I don't even know who you would necessarily try and put up there. I know that someone might go like Morgan Freeman, like David Attenborough. I don't know who else you start throwing up there, but I don't know that there is anybody that
they
really
gotta take
does
a bad
compare.
Seat to James Earl
yeah,
Jones. Man.
Unfortunately, we found out yesterday, passed away at the age of 93. Nice long life, but yes. A man who is known for so many films. For me, I don't know about you. The first one that comes to mind is the same one as my mother, who I was talking to last night. She was mm-hmm. like, man, Coming to America. That was where she went. Yeah. Is that the same for you, Fig?
Yeah, 100%.
I was like, I'm sure that'll be an interesting kind of like, what where do you fit kind of moment? Because I imagine for some people, it's like clearly Darth Vader, right? In Star Wars. I imagine for others, right? Field
Lion
of Dreams.
King.
Lion King.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
Absolutely one.
Yeah.
Scar.
Yeah, so as Mufasa. Yeah, man. So I'm like,
I am very disappointed in you. Deliberately disobeyed me.
I didn't
That's
realize you
bad.
Had Mufasa in your bag.
That's
Fig.
Not bad.
What's worse, you got Nala in danger.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That sounds like a guy that had kids.
Yeah.
That sounds like a guy's favorite movie.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sports movie, obviously, you could mention The Sandlot, but I thought Field of Dreams is one of those ones, and I was like, just honoring James Earl Jones and the legend that he is, and I don't think that you can call him anything short of a legend after he passed.
Yeah.
What was your favorite sports or performance in a sports movie? Because obviously James Earl Jones delivers some big ones.
You look, man, the voice of God is how I always put it with James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Like a lot of guys have a very distinct, you want someone to narrate your life. It might be someone else. But when you talk about the voice of God, I mean,
big, booming, authoritative.
No, I just seen a video of him doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he ain't singing.
Wasn't
he just talked
singing it.
He just talked it, and that thing was incredible.
I said, can you see? I was just like, man, only he can do that.
Absolutely.
And it sounds great.
100%.
Only him. So, best favorite sports movie performance?
Yeah, favorite performance in a sports movie.
Well, I made special mention to that in The Sandlot because, to me, that's one of the three that I always think Star Wars, Coming to America, and The Sandlot.
Okay.
Like, because that's such a great scene because George signed that. Like, that one line right there tells you all you need to know about. He had a relationship with Babe freaking Ruth.
Great storytelling in his voice. I think Seth was making that note earlier today. Mm-hmm. The idea of just like, he is such a great performer that he doesn't need a lot. Just a little bit told you so much.
Yeah.
Of a story.
That's what I'm saying. Like that right there. Yeah. One line. Oh, George signed that? Oh, wow. And then, of course, Field of Dreams. But in terms of like performance in a movie by an actor, I'm going to go number one, Denzel, Herman Boone. Remember
that's
the Titans.
That's mine right there, man.
Everybody loves that one. Everybody loves that one. I won't give my hot and spicy Remember the Titans takes, but...
hey, we here. Let's hear it, man.
And I'll save him. We got time. Yes, no, you can't deny that Denzel was phenomenal in that as like the, you know, the authority.
We play it every day.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing it, what, 13 minutes?
13
yeah.
minutes.
About 13 minutes.
Right. So there's that. What's funny is my favorite, and maybe I'm just being a dude who has to be a contrarian in some ways. Mm-hmm. It is Denzel Washington, but it's not in this film. It's one of my favorites. Him playing Reuben Hurricane Carter in The Hurricane.
That I didn't know you'd seen that.
Incredible.
That's a great movie.
Because that, I mean, there's a lot of weight to it. And I know Remember the Titans also has weight to it. I'm not trying to denigrate that.
Yeah.
But like the real life weight of, you know, playing a dude who was falsely incarcerated for a long period of time and being able to bring that story to the stage and do it not just justice, but do it incredibly. Denzel, of course, has that level of gravitas.
Yeah. Number two, Gene Hackman, baby. Hoosiers.
Okay.
Arguably the greatest sports movie ever that
definitely would be argued.
My co-host over here has never
another
seen.
Another hot take.
Okay, you can have that hot take.
Goodness.
If you've seen it.
Don't need to. I know all I need to know.
I would respect it a little more if, like, you know, you actually watched
one of these days. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to hate my time doing it. But I will do it eventually just for your benefit.
Number three, always underrated. I feel like it's well, I got it at number three of sports movie performances. Kurt Russell in Miracle, man.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. And I was in high school, but I actually remember, you know, what the coach for the 1980 Olympic team, his mannerisms and what he looked like and sound, nailed it.
Got it?
Nailed it. Then I got Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And another one that's awfully often overlooked, and that's Kevin Costner in Bull Durham.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that came up for me, I'm not going to lie. On the text line, some other folks coming in from the 832, Chadwick Boseman playing Jackie Robinson in 42. Okay, yeah, I mean, Chadwick really embodies his roles when he gets into them. Rest in peace. Let me see some other ones. From the 936, they just mentioned Sam Elliott. I'm trying to remember what film.
Richard Pryor, Bingo Long All-Stars. That's a pull.
Oh, wow.
that's a pull from a long time ago.
Fig, is there one that comes to mind for you when you talk about just like performance in a sports movie?
The only one that came up to my mind was the Denzel in Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Man. He was very quotable in that movie, man.
He sure was.
That felt real. Everything he acted in, it just feel legit.
Yep.
That's right. That is absolutely the case. One of the reasons why he's the greatest. 713 said, any given Sunday, Al Pacino's speech, since y'all said Remember the Titans. Yeah, Al Pacino definitely got into his bag.
One inch.
That's right. He definitely got into his bag there. 830, Robert Redford in The Natural. Very good performance.
Mm-hmm.
713, this is a good one that I guess I did not think about. Dennis Quaid in The Rookie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
A very good movie.
I almost wanted to say Keanu Reeves and Hardball, but I was just like, I just like Hardball. Like, that's not about Keanu himself. I don't know if there's
I was about to say the little boy that got shot.
Yes, exactly. Right? Because, look, kid actors, it's such a toss-up. And apparently his name is Dwayne Warren, who played G-Baby. Rest in peace, G-Baby. But yeah, man, being able to emote in that way as a child, like I always have great respect for young folks, kids that are acting, that are able to deliver a performance.
Hell, even Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
he did for sure. Thing in there.
Another one from the 713. This is tough for me because Muhammad Ali, as our listeners know, and you know, was my childhood idol. I mean, the guy could do no wrong. I just loved Muhammad Ali. I followed him, read the magazines, took the, you know, pictures, all that stuff. Put him in my room. Will Smith and Ali. Here's where it's difficult.
Okay.
He did a fantastic job as Ali, but it wasn't that good a movie. It was it was okay. You know, I feel like they really tried to protect Muhammad, you know, Ali. I call him Muhammad. but they really tried to protect him.
Yeah.
And I know the real story because I was such a fan.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
And Muhammad Ali might be the most like covered, especially documentary-wise, athlete.
But
and
the performance was great.
Sure.
As Ali, but it wasn't that good a movie.
Some other folks coming in on the text line with the various great performances in sports movies in honor of the recently departed James Earl Jones. Does Denzel Washington and John Q count? Not going to lie, absolutely went through my mind as well. I was like, I can't count that as a sports movie. We are doing a lot there. We are stretching. De Niro and Raging Bull. How is he not on John's list? John, would you like to account for this?
That won an Academy Award. I think it was Best Picture. I know it won some awards, and he may have won. So, yeah, you got to put him on the list. Frankly, just kind of slipped my mind, Mo. He was fantastic.
Susan Sarandon and Bull Durham comes in for the 713. Adam Sandler and the Waterboy. All right, 832.
I don't know about that.
What, comedy movies can have great performances? John, what do you got against comedies?
Nothing at all. But yeah, I don't know about
that. All right, let me go Wesley Snipes and White Man Can't Jump. Yeah.
That's not a bad look.
Yeah.
I was trying to decide whose performance did I like the most of the trio of stars there, right? Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, or Rosie Perez. And you're definitely in that Wesley Snipes bank there?
No.
I think I might like Woody's performance.
Me too. I think Woody was better.
He was legit in there, man. Like, I felt the anxiety of him losing the money and trying to get the money back and losing his girl. Like, no, I felt that anxiety, man.
And it's been mostly men, and shame on us, but Gina Davis in A League of Their Own,
yes,
too.
Fantastic. When you said A League of Their Own, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, that's probably where I would go. But yeah, I feel you there. On the text line, or on the YouTube rather, people are just mentioning movies now, and I'm trying to talk about, I'm like, Jeff, I love The Replacements as a film. Who are we going to as best performance for you there?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was like, I don't know who I go to there. Are you going with Shane Falco himself, Keanu Reeves there again? Because I still don't know if he's the one that I go to there. It might be like Orlando Jones.
Somebody, Major League. Okay, what?
Now we're just having fun. Like, these are movies I like, which is great. Shout out to the 713 appreciating Rosie Perez's visual performance on the film. Obviously, we all do.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights. That's right. He was holding it down in that movie. Honestly, the kids really had some great performances in that, like in the dinner scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I may be 11 years old, but
what about The Blind Side?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much I want to go there. This is the tough thing.
Yeah.
That was Julia, right? That was Julia Roberts.
No, it was the one that lives in Austin.
See, I always do that. Man, they are the same person in my brain.
Yeah.
Which is a damn problem.
Yeah.
You got me here?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I always do that. I swear it's not all white women look like me, I promise. But those two women in particular, my brain has those wires crossed. Sandra Bullock, incredible performance on what ends up being a story that is not necessarily as
It ain't really
true
age
life.
Well with time.
It was based on a true story, maybe not a true story itself.
Yes, exactly.
Again, salute to James Earl Jones as he passed away yesterday at the age of 93, an incredible performer. All right, so a few things to remind you of. We got our Odyssey Houston Radiothon going on in support of the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. We're trying to make sure to raise $100,000 today amongst our Odyssey radio stations to support the babies, help literacy amongst communities in Houston that are less privileged. John Lopez, I feel like we have some more people that we need to shout out.
We do. Andrea said, go Texans. She kept it,
kept it PG. I love
PG. Some dude named John Lopez said, suck it, Eric.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I know that guy.
Melanie Wallace from Conroe, suck it, Eric. Christina. I shouldn't have read that one. I guess I should have. Cowboys fan. Oh, well.
All right. That's cool.
We got to do better.
Thank you for donating.
We're still supporting babies. Appreciate you at least taking that a fandom and putting it towards helping Houston babies. And then also, someone did mention Jamie Foxx as Steaming Willie Beeman. Absolutely. That is a great pull there. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday. That's going to happen in the noon o'clock hour. So make sure you stick around with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610. But it's also a Tuesday, which means we will have B. Scott from Hiram Clark hanging out with us for the 11 o'clock hour. A lot of things popping on In the Loop, and coming up next, let's go around the NFL where it seems like that man number 4 in trouble again. We'll talk about that next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.